This is JIS News. Coming up, Jamaica and IMF reach staff-level agreement. Finance Minister says country must now focus on successfully concluding the NDX and work far advanced on the development of the Creative and Cultural Industries Policy. Details after this message.
The teacher wonders, but she doesn't ask.
Child abuse is physical, emotional, sexual.
Child abuse is neglect.
Child abuse hurts.
Report what you see, hear, or suspect. Call 1-888-PROTECT.
But her dreams give her wings and she flies to...
Now the news. The International Monetary Fund, IMF, will present Jamaica's economic program to its executive board for consideration by March. Head of the IMF mission to Jamaica, Jan Kees Martin, made the announcement Friday during a press conference at the Ministry of Finance and Planning.
IMF mission to Jamaica has reached a staff-level agreement with the Jamaican authorities on a policy program that can be supported by a four-year arrangement under the IMF's extended fund facility.
Mr. Martin says the government's economic reform program will be reviewed by IMF management, and once the requisite prior actions are taken, a decision will be made by the IMF's executive board. The prior actions include the successful completion of the national debt exchange, as well as the implementation of fiscal adjustments and structural reform measures. In the meantime, Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips says the country must now focus on the National Debt Exchange, NDX, if the economic reform program is to be submitted by March. Dr. Phillips says public sector wage negotiations must also be concluded ahead of the deadline.
These actions will together add more certainty to the government's ability to plan its expenditure over the medium term and to undertake the program of economic reform with support from not only the International Monetary Fund, but from the other multilateral partners and bilateral partners who have traditionally offered support to the government of Jamaica.
Minister Phillips says the growth strategy under its economic program will center on attracting significant investment in areas such as agriculture, tourism, shipping, port logistics, business process outsourcing, energy, and manufacturing. The program also includes specific minimum targets for expenditure on social protection measures and public capital expenditure, which are targeted at 3% of gross domestic product per annum. The government's healthcare delivery efforts have been boosted by a donation from Food for the Poor. The healthcare items, including 200 wheelchairs, were recently handed over to the Ministry of Health for distribution to health facilities across the island. Minister of Health, Dr. Fenton Ferguson, in welcoming the gift, thanked the organization for its continued generosity. He said the donation exemplified the true spirit of philanthropy and a sincere commitment to work alongside the government to help develop the country. The gift from Food for the Poor also includes 40 hospital beds, 4 operating theater lights, 2 stretchers, and 51 sofas. And Minister of Youth and Culture Lisa Hanna says work is far advanced on the development of the Creative and Cultural Industries Policy. The policy will present the blueprint on how micro and small business industries fit into Jamaica's plan for social, cultural, ideological, and philosophical development.
We have looked at the many jobs and entrepreneurs that already exist in Jamaica as micro and small business operators. We have looked at the informal nature of these businesses, the intricacies of registration, the legitimization and formalization. And we've looked at the knowledge that the simple inclusion of these informal activities that are now being done in studios and by practitioners in bedrooms and living rooms, and to include them as a part of the gross domestic product figures positively.
Ms. Hanna was speaking at the opening of the 3rd International Reggae Conference on Thursday, February 14. The 3-day International Reggae Conference was held at the University of the West Indies Mona campus under the theme, Traditional and Emerging Themes in Popular Music. That was the JIS News. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.